Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 18 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker, and I'm the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in guaranteed retirement strategies. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be diving into the seven biggest mistakes that I see people make in their retirement planning. In episode number 17, we talked about how the first mistake is not defining the purpose of your money and assigning a task to every dollar that you have. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about the second biggest mistake, which is chasing interest rates. At its simplest, your financial life can be broken into two phases. The first phase is accumulation. Now, this is the part of your life where you're working at your job or running your business. You have an income during this phase, and you're taking a portion of that income and saving it for retirement. Now, where you put that money, whether it's in a 401k or a traditional IRA, is somewhat irrelevant for this conversation. The point is, during the accumulation phase, you're constantly chasing ROI, or return on investment. You know, you're asking, where can I get the highest interest rate on a bond or a CD or a fixed annuity? Where am I going to get the biggest gains? Is it going to be in stocks or ETFs or mutual funds or some sort of alternative investment? Those are the things that you think about during the accumulation phase. Now, historically, the biggest returns are going to come from the stock market, and that's where people have the majority of their money during this phase. However, since market returns cannot be relied upon in the future, now, historically, the biggest returns are going to come from the stock market, and that's where people have most of their money during this phase. However, since market returns cannot be relied upon in the future due to the sequence of returns, which I will discuss in a couple weeks from now, there must be a mental shift that happens in the second phase of your financial life, which is decumulation. So during the decumulation phase, you have walked away from your job or your business, and you have your retirement portfolio. Now, you're in a whole new world where there's no guaranteed income outside of Social Security or a pension, if you're lucky enough to have one of those. And now you just have a big pile of money that you must figure out how to make last the rest of your life. And this is where ROI needs to stand for reliability of income. You need a guarantee that your income will last as long as you do, and nothing does that better than an income annuity. And that's not Marty Becker's opinion. That is the consensus among economists who study retirement planning for a living. The only debate that's still happening between them is what type of annuity should be used and when the income should be activated. Now, if you have millions of dollars and you only need to pull like 3% of your portfolio every year, then you can probably ride the ups and downs of the market, and you can probably survive a low interest rate environment. But counting on the type of interest rates that are being paid at the time of this recording in early 2024 could be a mistake. You have to keep in mind that the first 20 years or so of the 21st century, fixed interest rates drop below 1% at certain times. So chasing rates the rest of your life could backfire because you don't know what you're going to get at any point in the future. Now, the best illustration I can give you for these two phases of your financial life is climbing a mountain. During your accumulation phase, you are ascending the mountain. So you have your pack of provisions, i.e. your investment contributions. You have your Sherpa, or your financial advisor, and you have the anticipation of reaching the top, which would be retirement. In fact, that's probably one of the main things you think about, just reaching the summit. And then you're finally there. and maybe it's the best day of your life. Maybe it's anticlimactic. Maybe it's a little unnerving. Regardless, you made it. You're up there and you can see the horizon and all the exciting things that are out there for your future. To enjoy those things, now you must get back down the mountain to go live the rest of your life. And what's interesting about this analogy is if you read on this, the majority of people that have died on Mount Everest died after they reached the summit. So things like avalanches, unforeseen weather, crevices or crevasses, depending on where you're from, and running out of oxygen have caused the demise of many qualified, experienced mountain climbers. And while the majority of advisors out there are good at the first phase, accumulation, they really have no idea how to navigate the second phase because they're so focused and programmed on chasing return on investment. And just like on the mountaintop, there are many unforeseen events that can happen in retirement, such as rampant inflation, like we're seeing right now, medical expenses, market crashes, having to take care of an adult child or an elderly parent, and one of the biggest risks, which is longevity. These things have caused the financial demise of many people who thought they had plenty of money. But the people who survive these type of events have a strategy set up with a contingency that even if they ran out of money, they would never run out of income. So stop chasing return on investment and start strategizing for reliability of income, the new ROI. And the best way to do that is with an income annuity, because no other financial vehicle can make the guarantees that an annuity company can make. Not stocks, not bonds, not mutual funds, not CDs, not ETFs, not real estate, not crypto, not precious metals. And I can prove that to you because all you have to do is take the amount of money that would give you the ROI, the reliability of income, that you need in your retirement, go talk to as many advisors as possible and ask them, if I give you X amount of money, will you guarantee that my spouse and I will get X amount of income every year, no matter how long we live? And if they say something to the effect of, sure, if we look at historical returns, you have an X percent chance of your money lasting, you need to interrupt and say, that's not what I asked. Will you guarantee me X amount of income every single year, no matter how long I live? And will you sign a contract that states you or your firm will honor that contract? And I can already tell you what the answer is going to be, which is absolutely not, because they know they can't guarantee squat. And again, that's not a shot at other advisors, because they just can't accomplish reliability of income using other financial products. They can't. And most of them are just so stuck in the mindset of return on investment, they don't think about reliability of income, which for most of you is the most important thing in the second phase of your financial life. Okay, so I hope that kind of clarifies some things. I'm going to wrap this up, and I hope that made sense of why chasing interest rates in your retirement could be a big mistake. Now, if you're looking to learn more about annuities and how they work, I recommend watching my 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement video series, which I'll leave a link to in the show notes, or you can also find by going to atlasannuity.com and clicking the video tab, where you're also going to find all kinds of other educational resources about protecting your retirement savings. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. We're really trying to just put out educational material that's going to help people make better decisions in their retirement. And if you did find it helpful, do us a favor, subscribe, like, share this podcast. And again, This is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and I will see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.